O God the Father, creator of heaven and earth,
have
mercy
mercy
upon
upon us.
O God the Son, redeemer of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O God the Holy Spirit, sanctifier of the faithful,
have mercy upon us.
O holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, one God,
have mercy upon us.
Remember not, Lord Christ, our offenses, nor the offenses of our forefathers, neither reward us according to our sins. Spare us, good Lord, spare thy people whom thou hast redeemed with thy most precious blood, and by thy mercy preserve us forever.
Spare us, good Lord,
from all evil and wickedness, from sin, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, and from everlasting damnation.
Good Lord, deliver us
from all blindness of heart, from pride, vainglory, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all want of charity.
Good Lord, deliver us
from all inordinate and sinful affections, and from all the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Good Lord, deliver us
from all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of thy word and commandment.
Good Lord, deliver us
from lightning and tempest, from earthquake, fire, and flood, from plague, pestilence, and famine.
Good Lord, deliver us
from all oppression, conspiracy, and rebellion, from violence, battle, and murder, and from dying suddenly and unprepared.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of thy holy incarnation, by thy holy nativity and submission to the law, by thy baptism, fasting, and temptation.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By thine agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, deliver us.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Good Lord, deliver us.
We sinners do beseech thee to hear us, O Lord God, and that it may please thee to rule and govern thy holy church universal in the right way.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to illumine all bishops, priests, and deacons with true knowledge and understanding of thy word, and that both by their preaching and living they may set it forth and show it accordingly.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to bless and keep all thy people.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to send forth laborers into thy harvest and to draw all mankind into thy kingdom.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to give to all people increase of grace to hear and receive thy word and to bring forth the fruits of the Spirit.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to give us a heart to love and fear thee and diligently to live after thy commandments.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee so to rule the hearts of thy servants, the President of the United States and all others in authority, that they may do justice and love mercy and walk in the ways of truth.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to make wars to cease in all the world, to give to all nations unity, peace, and concord, and to bestow freedom upon all peoples. And we pray especially for these people who serve in the military: Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Brian, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to show thy pity upon all prisoners and captives, the homeless and the hungry, and all who are desolate and oppressed.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to give and preserve to our use the bountiful fruits of the earth, so that in due time all may enjoy them.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to inspire us and our several callings to do the work which thou givest us to do with singleness of heart as thy servant and for the common good.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to preserve all who are in danger by reason of their labor or their travel.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to preserve and provide for all women in childbirth, young children and orphans, the widowed, and all whose homes are broken or torn by strife.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to visit the lonely, to strengthen all who suffer in mind, body, and spirit, and to comfort with thy presence those who are failing and infirm, especially Justin, Carol, Amelie, Jim, Ann, John, Jordan, RG, Greg, Karen, Sarah, Alan, Carol, Janet, the people of Ukraine, Maureen, Jill, David, John, the Begator family, Martha and family.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to support, help, and comfort all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to have mercy upon all mankind, especially these thy servants celebrating their birthdays, Georgie Nolan, Carol Winter, Grady Gonzalez, and upon Susan and Dallas Wallace, who celebrate their anniversary.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to give us true repentance, to forgive us all our sins, negligences, and ignorances, and to endue us with the grace of thy Holy Spirit to amend our lives according to thy holy word.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to strengthen such as do stand, to comfort and help the weak-hearted, to raise up those who fall, and finally to beat down Satan under our feet.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to grant to all the faithful departed eternal life and peace, especially Dr. Hudson Glimp, Lawrence Homer, Robert McAllister, Sid Gervais, Priest, Van, and all who have died from the coronavirus.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to grant that in the fellowship of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints, we may attain to thy heavenly kingdom.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us.
Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world,
grant us thy peace.
O Christ, hear us.
O Christ, hear us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. O Lord, arise, help us.
And deliver us for thy name's sake.
O God, we have heard with our ears, and our fathers have delivered unto us the noble works that thou didst in their days and in the old times before them.
O Lord, arise, help us, and deliver us for thy name's sake.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O Lord, arise and help us. Deliver us for thy name's sake.
From our enemies, defend us, O Christ.
Graciously behold our afflictions.
With pity, behold the sorrows of our hearts.
Mercifully forgive the sins of thy people.
Favorably, with mercy, hear our prayers.
O Son of David, have mercy upon us.
Both now and ever vouchsafe to hear us, O Christ.
Graciously hear us, O Christ. Graciously hear us, O Lord Christ.
And now I invite you all, if you would like to say prayers aloud, to unmute yourselves to do that, or silently to yourselves as you wish. We pray for Jim and Carol, who are traveling this week.
Or my Aunt May Jobert, who's having some severe health issues.
Let us pray. We humbly beseech thee, O Father, mercifully to look upon our infirmities, and for the glory of thy name, turn from us all those evils that we most justly have deserved. And grant that in all our troubles, we may put our whole trust and confidence in thy mercy, and evermore serve thee in holiness and pureness of living, to the honor and glory, to thy honor and glory, through our only mediator and advocate, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted of Satan, make speed to help thy servants who are assaulted by manifold temptations. And as thou knowest their several infirmities, let each one find thee mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit from the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, "Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us." When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God. "A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number. And there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 91. Let us read together. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall say to the Lord, "You are my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your habitation, there shall no evil happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. You shall trample the young lion and the serpent under your feet. Because he is bound to me in love, therefore will I deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I am with him in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him to honor. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation."
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is your Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke. Glory to thee, be to thee, O Lord. After his baptism, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days. And when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. I'm here. I just lost my sermon for a moment. I trust that I will find it again. I say again, all right. This is a little nerve-wracking. Ransacking, as I do, a number of websites and books and articles as I prepare a sermon, I came across a poem that I'll share with you in a moment. The author is the Reverend Jan Richardson, a Methodist pastor, artist, writer, and blogger. The poem is excerpted from her book, Circle of Grace. Her website is janrichardson.com. Before sharing the poem with you, though, I'll reiterate something I alluded to in Wednesday evening sermon. Life is filled with hills and valleys, dark places and light. All of us go into our own wildernesses at various points in our lives. Richardson's poem reminds us that just before Jesus is driven into the wilderness, he has received baptism and a blessing from heaven, complete with booming heavenly voice. And last Sunday, we read of the Transfiguration, that light-filled event that began or was prelude to Jesus leading his disciples to Jerusalem. That is, to his passion and death. Perhaps that's enough of a setup for Richardson's thoughtful poetic reflection called Beloved is where we begin. If you would enter into the wilderness, do not begin without a blessing. Do not leave without hearing who you are. Beloved, named by the one who has traveled this path before you. Do not go without letting it echo in your ears. And if you find it is hard to let it into your heart, do not despair. That is what this journey is for. I cannot promise this blessing will free you from danger, from fear, from hunger or thirst, from the scorching of sun or the fall of the night. But I can tell you that on this path, there will be help. I can tell you that on this way, there will be rest. I can tell you that you will know the strange graces that come to our aid only a road such as this, that fly to meet us, bearing comfort and strength, that come alongside us for no other cause than to lean themselves toward our ear, and with their curious insistence, whisper our name, beloved, beloved, beloved. Well, perhaps Jesus knew that his baptism, replete with parting heavens and divine voice, was preparation for what lay ahead of him, and knew exactly what that was, including the upcoming temptations. I doubt it. I believe rather that he accepted the baptism and blessing at what was supposed to happen at that moment. And then was as surprised as any of us would be afterward to find himself cast into the wilderness facing temptations and privations. And then he accepted that experience as what was supposed to happen in that moment. And I believe that in the thick of those temptations, he heard echoes of the heavenly voice calling, beloved, beloved, beloved. May we in our own wilderness and temptations, for we all have them, hear that voice. Because we too have been baptized into the very body of Christ. And we too, by God's grace, can hear that echo, knowing that it is our name as well. Beloved, beloved, beloved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
We continue with the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he arose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
And now, as our bishop has asked us to do, I'm including a prayer for peace before, especially in light of what's happening in Ukraine, before we pass the peace with each other. That same peace, I might add. Actually, there are a couple of prayers here. Almighty God, kindle, we pray, in every heart the true love of peace, and guide with thy wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that in tranquility thy dominion may increase until the earth is filled with the knowledge of thy love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now please unmute yourselves, all of you.
Yes.
This may be our last time to do this en masse for a long time. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you all. Peace, peace.
Peace.
And if not next year in Jerusalem, it's next Sunday in Burnet. We'll be together.
Next Sunday
in Burnet. I'll say the solemn prayer, which I say in place of a blessing. There's a different one for Ash Wednesday and for every Sunday during Lent, a different solemn prayer this time, place of a blessing. And then Otis will mute us and we'll all sing, and then we'll be in coffee hour after that. And we have things to talk about, I'm sure. So, this. Grant, Almighty God, that your people may recognize their weakness and put their whole trust in your strength, so that they may rejoice forever in the protection of your loving presence, your loving providence, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now I have unmuted mine. And I hope you'll all do the same. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.